Hi, my name is Ed. We are conducting a survey about use substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community. And a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29?
Is my what?
Your
no.
age between 21, no?
No?
The 30 to 49?
No.
No? 50 to 64?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give it your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Just give it a guess.
Well, what do you mean by how often?
You know, like never try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month. I guess, you know, like...
Oh, well, more than twice a month, I'd say probably every weekend at least.
Okay, so once a week?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use marijuana in any concentrate, in any way, like hash or, you know, hash oil, something like that? Hello?
I'm here. I'm just thinking.
Oh, okay. Just in case, you know, what would you think, you know? Like,
oh, two times a week.
Okay. Twice a month?
More.
Once a week? Daily?
When you say you're saying most, are you saying most or what, I guess?
How often do you think most teens in your school district use marijuana in any form? You know, once a week, once a month, twice a month, daily, never?
Well, I wouldn't say daily, but I wouldn't say once a week. It's somewhere in between there.
Okay, the only answer that I have is that.
Once a week.
So, okay, thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Once a week.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of statements by youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give it your best guess. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree.
I guess I would strongly agree.
Thank
I guess
you.
I thought that it was against the law to provide that to minors anyway.
Yeah, but you know, probably is. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Strongly agree, neutral, disagree, strongly
agree.
Disagree. Thank you.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate to their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Strongly agree, neutral, disagree, strongly disagree.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. I strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Strongly agree,
agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Strongly agree.
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Strongly agree. Agree. Neutral. Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree, strongly disagree.
Could you read that one more time, please?
Yes. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Strongly agree.
Agree.
Agree. Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. I think it's going to be repetitive, but they just sometimes people change their mind, so that's why you're going to hear the same, somewhat like the same.
Sure.
Okay, strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree. Most adults in my community think that we should enforce laws or make new laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. I strongly agree, agreed, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Strongly agree.
Agreed.
Neutral. Thank you. After this, it's going to be easy. This is the hardest part right here because, you know, they just keep asking the same questions, but that's just to make sure that, you know, if you change your mind or something, so that's why they do that. Most adults, and a lot of it is some has to do with you, and a lot of it has to do with the community, you know, other parents. Most adults in your community, in my community, think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree.
Agree.
Neutral. Disagree. Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. This pertains to you. Strongly agree. Agree. Neutral. Disagree.
Agree.
Strongly. Thank you. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. See, it's like repetitive, but they just want to make sure that you still. Strongly agree. Agree. Neutral. Disagree. Or strongly disagree.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults, this is the community, in my community, think that we should get laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. I strongly agree. Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Strongly agree. Agree. Neutral. Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Agree.
Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. I strongly agree. Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Strongly agree.
Strongly
neutral. Thank you. parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Strongly agree? Agree?
Agree.
Neutral? Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree? This, thank you. Three more, and we're done with this. Most of those in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Strongly agree? Agree?
Agree.
Neutral? Thank you. My community should get laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Strongly agree? Agree? Neutral? Disagree?
Agree.
Strongly disagree? Thank you. I believe the last one. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law.
Agreed.
Thank you. Well, we're done with the hardest part. That's good. Yeah, well, actually, I missed one, according to this.
That's all right.
Okay, let's see. Which one did I miss? Huh. Oh, here it is. My community should adopt or enforce laws to make it illegal for adults to provide use other than their own children for alcohol. Strongly agree, agree, neutral,
okay.
Disagree. Thank you. Okay, now we're done. I know, that's the hardest part. Next I'm gonna ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure of an answer, just give it the best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Try once or twice a year, once a month? Twice a month, once a week, daily?
Okay, is it now, this is pertaining to most adults?
To you. Yeah, most
to
adults.
Me?
Yeah, well, it says
no,
you,
to me,
yeah.
You're talking about to me?
Yeah, it says, next I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me the best guess.
Okay.
How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Never.
Never?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible
never.
Or drinkable for never? Thank you. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Have you heard that? A few times a school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, almost every day, or never? Repeat it?
Okay,
yeah.
Could you repeat it?
Sure, no problem. Okay, so far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I guess never.
Okay, thank you. How will you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American? I'm sorry?
Caucasian.
Thank you. As a token of our appreciation, and I do appreciate it, believe me, it can be a little crazy, the Spartan Prevention Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each computer survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. I got three. Heim Theater, Friends of the Library in Berkland Library, IGH Best Foundation.
Okay, can you repeat those again?
Yeah. Climb Theater, CLIMB Theater, Friends of the Library, IMVER, Inver Glen Library, and the last one is IGH Best Foundation.
IGH, what foundation?
Best, BEST, but it's like it means something because it's got it's B point E point, so it's, I guess it spells best. IGH Best Foundation.
Okay, and what was the first one again?
Crime Theater. Like Crimin. CLIMB.
Crime Theater?
Yeah.
Man,
and the other one
is.
No? Well, just pick one.
Which one would you pick?
I don't know. You know, tell the truth. I never heard of them either. So, but I mean, it's obviously for a good cause, so. It's going to be on your behalf, so.
Let's go with the library.
Okay. I was going to say that, too. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking your time to do this. I know how, you know, it could be. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care.
All right. Have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Mm-hmm.